The Appalachian region, 360,000 square kilometers, about 3.6% of Canada's land surface, lies between the St. Lawrence lowlands to the northwest and the Atlantic continental shelf to the east and southeast. Like other mountain regions, its terrain is a mosaic of uplands and lowlands, the characters, boundaries and shapes of which reflect the complexity of rocks and structures. These were inherited from tectonic movements between 480 and 280 million years ago. Since then, denudation, that is, removal of surface layers, has removed several kilometers of rock, revealing once deeply buried structures. At the same time, regional uplift has maintained smooth-topped uplands and highlands on stronger rocks, while weaker rocks have been fashioned into lowlands and plains. Highlands and mountains are disposed in a Z-shaped belt, from the Quebec border with Vermont and New Hampshire, northeastwards to the Gaspé Peninsula, then southwestwards across New Brunswick, and then continuing northeast north of the Bay of Fundy to Cape Breton Island. From there, broken by Cabot Strait, the belt continues along the high, western spine of Newfoundland. These highlands reach over 1,200 meters in the central Gaspé Peninsula, Montana. Jacques Cartier, 1,268 meters. In western Newfoundland and northeastern New Brunswick, summits stand at 600 to 800 meters. Elsewhere in the region, this highland belt is flanked by uplands at 300 to 600 meters in Quebec, northwestern New Brunswick, southern and eastern Newfoundland, and southern Nova Scotia. Except in southern Nova Scotia, the uplands share with the highlands smoothly undulating skylines and deeply cut valleys. In eastern New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Isles de la Madeleine, northern Nova Scotia and the triangular Newfoundland central lowland, weaker rocks have allowed the development of plains and lowlands. In Newfoundland and southern Nova Scotia, terrain strongly resembles that of the Shield, with extensive, glacially smoothed bedrock plains, patchily covered with bouldery till and dotted with irregular lakes. In the rest of the region, even highland and mountain zones show only locally severe glacial erosion, particularly in valleys crossing the grain of the terrain. Glacial deposits are thicker there and the soil is mostly sandy and infertile. With deglaciation, between 14,000 and 10,000 years ago, crustal uplift was sufficiently great to exceed sea level rise in the central and northern zones of the Appalachian region, so that a coastal fringe exhibits raised marine terraces which often provide pockets of sandy, arable land. In the south, bordering the Atlantic Ocean, post-glacial sea level rise has exceeded uplift along this submerging coast with rocky headlands, irregular bays and salt marshes. Sea level continues to rise at up to 30 centimeters per 100 years.